Wow, what a beautiful piece of music to begin our service. Thank you, Pax. That was beautiful. Good morning, everyone, and welcome to service at Tabernacle United Church on this first Sunday after Christmas. My name is Katie, and my pronouns are she, her, hers. I'm a pastor at Tabernacle United Church, and I'm so grateful to be here with you all this morning and to worship together, to remember the God we serve and to be together in this season. And we are still here on Zoom on this last Sunday of the year. And again, though we are physically not able to gather, we're grateful for the opportunity to gather in this way and to connect with God, to connect with one another. So welcome to this service, and a special welcome to those of you who might be visiting for the first time. If you're here, we are so glad that you've chosen to worship with us, and we invite you to introduce yourself if you'd like in the chat feature on the screen, or if you want to fill out our virtual visitor card, you can do that too. We'd love to hear from you a little bit about you if you're willing to share. So we're so grateful that you've chosen to be here this morning to worship. I have just a few announcements that I want to highlight this morning. A couple just briefly in relationship to this week. We will have our normal regular Tuesday morning prayer gathering at 8:30 on Tuesday. So anyone is welcome to join. If you don't have a link or information about that, just let us know and we'll make sure you get that invitation and the Zoom link needed for that gathering, Tuesday morning at 8:30. We will not be meeting on Wednesday for Bible study. We will meet again in the new year, but we will not be meeting on Wednesday this week. I also just want to celebrate and give thanks that I'll be on vacation this week, starting tomorrow. And I'm really grateful for some time to rest and grateful for this church and this community that allows and supports me in doing that. I also just want to give thanks for folks who will be leading our service next week, for Ana del Corazon, who will be preaching, and also for Geneva Butz and Nicole Dieroff, who will be helping to lead that service. So grateful for all of you and for your leadership in this time. I also want to just give a word about our time today. During the sermon portion of our service, we will be doing things a little bit differently. We've done this before, where we will have some time. It's going to be really a time for us as a community to talk a little bit, to have some time to engage with the scripture reading for today. I'm going to spend a little bit of time just giving us some context for the scripture, but then we'll have some time for individual reflection, and then we'll have some breakout rooms for talking together. So I just wanted to give you some fair warning for that. We hope you don't run away after hearing that news. There is an option to opt out. So if you feel like you just are not in a space to share in that way, that's okay. You don't have to participate. It's certainly an option. So don't be afraid. But the other part I wanted to lift up about that is that if in those conversations we have in our small groups, if there's more conversation that you wanted to have, or if you felt like it wasn't enough, quite enough time, we will have time at the end of the service in our fellowship time. If we want to continue any of those conversations, we'll create some time for that. So stick around then for the coffee hour time after the service if you can. Those are our announcements today, and now I invite you to take a few deep breaths and let us engage in a time of worship. Let us worship God.
Good morning, Tab family. My name is Ana del Corazon. I use she, her pronouns. Here's the call to worship. God has come among us. Let us rejoice. Praise the Lord, all creation. For God's name alone is exalted. God's glory is above heaven and earth.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Pax, and my pronouns are they, them. And I invite you to join in singing and celebrating this morning. And especially this morning, I invite you to lift your voice loudly as we sing Joy to the World. Let's sing together. Next, we'll sing the African-American spiritual, Well, the Savior is Born. And if you aren't familiar with this song, I think you'll learn it quickly as we sing together.
Well, the Savior is born. Well, the Savior is born. Well, the Savior is born. They found him in a manger in Bethlehem.
Sing it again.
Well, the Savior is born. Well, the Savior is born. Well, the Savior is born. They found him in the manger in Bethlehem. As shepherds watched their flocks by night, they found him in a manger in Bethlehem. They saw a burst of heavenly light. They found him in a manger in Bethlehem. Well, the Savior is born. Well, the Savior is born. Well, the Savior is born. They found him in a manger in Bethlehem. The angels, they began to sing. They found him in a manger in Bethlehem. Glory to the newborn King. They found him in a manger in Bethlehem. Oh, well, the Savior is born. Well, the Savior is born. Well, the Savior is born. They found him in a manger in Bethlehem. Oh, well, the Savior is born. Well, the Savior is born. Well, the Savior is born. They found him in a manger in Bethlehem. They found him in a manger in Bethlehem. They found him in a manger in Bethlehem.
Loving God, we praise your name. You walk in front of us, in back of us, and behind us to make our footsteps firm. We do not fear that we are alone. Our hearts, though sometimes heavy, remain full of hope as we renew our focus on you. We are thankful that because the gift of your Son, because of your love and faithfulness, we continue to move forward with your work here in this place and time. We want to share with others the love, hope, and strength that you offer us each day. Amen. Prayer of confession. Holy God, we often wall ourselves in and shut the world out, holding ourselves captive to our fears and anxieties. Free us, we pray, from this place, Lord. Return us to a life in your presence, where we may face the trials of this world with you by our side. Restore our light to our eyes, your light to our eyes, that we may behold anew thoughts and feelings of hope and love in our lives. Hear us and help us, we pray. Amen. Rejoice and be glad. Your captivity is ended. The Lord's great life pierces the darkness, breaching the walls of our prisons. We are free to live with a deep faith and a lasting hope in our ever-present and loving God. Friends, believe the good news of the gospel. In Jesus Christ, we are set free.
Let us take now a few moments to share the peace of Christ, the peace that Christ offers us. Let us share it with one another. So you can now, you'll have an opportunity to unmute and go to gallery view. And may the peace of Christ be with all of you.
Peace, everyone.
Peace to you.
Peace be with you. Thank you.
Hello, everyone. Peace, everybody.
Jenny has
Helen with her. Oh, Helen is with you, Jenny. Great. Peace to you, Helen.
Wonderful.
Hello,
Helen.
Oh, waiting.
Morning, everyone. For
a while. Everyone recovered from Christmas?
Working on it. Catching up on
sleep.
Hi. Merry Christmas, everyone.
Merry Christmas.
Someone pointed out to me, it's not only the end of the year, it's the end of a decade.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Just something else to add into the mix, right?
Good morning. Our first reading this morning is coming from Psalms 148. I'm using the New Revised Standard Version. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord from the heavens. Praise God in the heights. Praise God, all their angels. Praise God, all their host. Praise God, sun and moon. Praise God, all you shining stars. Praise God, you highest heavens and you waters above the heavens. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for God commanded and they were created. God established them forever and ever. They fixed their bonds, which cannot be passed. Praise the Lord from the earth, you sea monsters in all depths. Fire and hail, snow and frost, stormy wind fulfilling their command. Mountains and all hills, fruit trees and all ciders, wild animals and all cattle, creeping things and flying birds. Queens of the earth and all the peoples, princesses and all rulers of the earth, young people alike, old and young together. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for God's name alone is exalted. God's glory is above heaven and earth. God has raised up a horn for their people, praise for all their faithful, for the people of Israel who are close to them. Praise the Lord. Holy wisdom, holy word. Thanks be to God.
This is the time in our service where we invite the children and the young at heart to come closer to hear and see the children's time. So let's sing to invite them.
Come and see, come and see. I am the way and the truth, said he. Follow me, follow me. Come as a child, oh come.
Hi, my name is Lucinda, and I use she, her pronouns. And if you were with us on Christmas Eve, you'll notice that my nativity looks a little bit different today. I have to confess that on Christmas Eve, I moved the giant Christmas tree out of the way because I didn't want to distract from the nativity. But when I was thinking about what to say today, I asked Robert what we should talk about. And he said that we should talk about the thing or the fact that people are celebrating all different kinds of things at this time of the year. That we are on the second day, or it's about to be the second night of Kwanzaa. A few weeks ago, our Jewish siblings celebrated Hanukkah, and we are celebrating Christmas. And so I thought about, why do people celebrate things? And there's lots of reasons. I think you could talk to your family about that. I think it would be a really interesting conversation. Why do we celebrate things? But one of the reasons that we celebrate things is to remember. And so I just want to play like a little bit. This is... I hope you could hear that. I could see some faces that folks maybe could hear that. That Christmas tree, I want you to imagine that song, and I want you to imagine a very small Robert Tyler dancing at my grandmother's nursing home. So this was my grandmother's Christmas tree that she had in her nursing home when she was very, very old and she couldn't live in her house anymore. And we would go to visit her, and Robert would play it again and again and again and dance. And she loved it so much. She would clap and cheer him on and let him play it 1,000 times. And I thought about that and about how this helps me remember how much she loved us. And then I thought that it's not so silly to put these two things together. Because God loves us so much, and we take time to celebrate so that we can remember how much God loves us. So I have a challenge for you, children and children of God. What can you do? What can you put up in your house? What music can you play? What songs can you sing that will help you remember how much God loves you? Amen.
Thank you.
Right. Well, friends, this is, as Anna said a little bit earlier in our pre-meeting today, that normally when we have a community reflection time, there would be little pieces of paper and pens and pencils in the pew to give you a hint that this would be a time for some community reflection, and that you would be asked to think and reflect today on the story and maybe even take some notes. So since we don't have pews right now, I invite you, if it's helpful for you to have something to write on, to do that now, to get a pen and paper, and to just kind of find a place, a comfortable place of some reflection time now. What I'd like to do, which we've done before, is I'm going to actually start before we read the text in Luke. I'd like to give just a few context notes about the passage before we read it, so that when we hear it again, because it's a very familiar passage, when we hear it again, we will hopefully have just a little bit more to kind of work with as we engage with the story. So what we'll do is I'm going to give a few context notes. We'll hear the story, and then for about 3 minutes, you're going to have some time in quiet, and Pax is going to play a little bit of music to just reflect on the questions in front of you on the screen. After that time of quiet, then we will go into breakout rooms and have about 2 minutes for each person to share. We'll have groups of four, just what came up for you and what's on your heart and some of your responses. No, please note that you don't have to have any kind of complete thoughts, or maybe some of it for you will just be questions or some ponderings, and that's all okay. The intention is really just for us to be able to engage with the story and to hear what the Spirit is saying to us and to share that. It's just as much of a sermon time as any other. So, and the Spirit speaks through all of us and into our lives. And so this is a time to embrace that and celebrate that. So a few notes, let me share with you just a few context notes as we begin. And what I really want to share with you about the text today that I think is so important, and that and one that we often don't hear about, particularly in our world and the way that this story is often portrayed. And that is just how deeply, deeply political this Christmas story is. It's deeply political. Now, I know we have to remember, when I say political, we have to remember that politics and religion, those are two categories that we have created. We have separated those things. That's a kind of a modern thing to do in our modern world. We separate politics and religion. In the ancient world, in the time of Jesus, in the time of Caesar, Augustus, politics and religion were not separate categories. They always went together. And so we have to remember that when we read stories like this, politics are all over the place. So for example, when we hear words like savior, when you hear that word, and when you hear a word like gospel, or is sometimes translated good news, in our Bibles, good news or gospel, which is from the word evangelion, which is Greek for good news. It's where we get our word evangelical. When you hear the word gospel, when you hear the word savior, two examples. Those in our mind, we think are spiritual terms, they're religious terms. But those two words in ancient Rome were actually primarily used in political contexts. And they were used as words to talk about the Caesar, whoever was in power, Caesar Augustus. So for example, in an inscription that dates back to the 9th century BCE, the birth of Caesar was announced as the beginning of the gospel for the whole world. And in this same inscription, he was said to be sent to the people as a savior, to set all things right. So our two words, savior and gospel, were both used in Rome when speaking about the emperor. So think about how subversive it might be to use those two terms to talk not about Caesar Augustus, but about a baby who was born in a barn to two peasant folk. that's something to think about. And so I want you to keep that in mind, the political nature and of particularly those words, savior and gospel. Now, in light of Caesar Augustus being hailed as a savior for the whole world and his birth being announced as the beginning of the good news, I'd like us to think how he is portrayed very differently in Luke's gospel. So the main thing that we hear about Caesar in Luke's gospel, the reading we will just hear in a moment, is that he orders people everywhere to be registered. That's the only thing we hear about him. Now, registration was for two reasons. The first reason was to expand the tax system and get money flowing into the imperial establishment. So peasants like Joseph and Mary, they would be most heavily burdened by this taxation system. Joseph, as a carpenter, would have seen nearly half of his income go toward a variety of Roman taxes. And this tax system was a way in which Rome kept the masses of people, masses of poor peasants, in debt. It's the way that they kept people poor and subservient to Rome. And so peasants like Mary and Joseph were among these masses of people who were to go and to register in order to pay their taxes and so that the empire could keep track of them. The second reason for registration was for military conscription, to expand the military might of the empire. So all we hear about Caesar Augustus is that he demanded that people be registered for these reasons. So I'd like us to consider here in this Christmas story that we read every year, that we have a story that highlights a view from below, not from above, that we have a story that highlights a view from the margins, not from the center. And instead of Caesar being hailed as a savior bringing good news, Luke shines a light on how Caesar's politics and policies are actually creating hell and hardship for people, and particularly people like Joseph and Mary, who are in effect rendered temporarily homeless because of this executive order from on high. And against this backdrop of an oppressive empire, Jesus is born in the shadows of it, in a barn to people who are most harmed by this system. And the good news concerning Jesus's birth is in laughable fashion. And Luke is painting this on, it's really satirical. It's pretty funny because instead of soldiers or people, elite people, hailing the birth of an emperor, instead we get a host, an army of angels who are proclaiming this birth. And the angels proclaim it to essential workers who are working in the fields, their night shift. And those are shepherds. Those are shepherds. And shepherds were the lowest of the low on the economic totem pole. They're the ones who receive the good news of this savior being born. And it is liberation. It is good news and salvation for them and to them. So this is a very interesting story. It's pretty subversive. And I want us to keep these issues, these different themes in mind as we engage and as we hear the story again. So as you hear it, I'm going to read it now. As you hear it this time around, take some time to write, to get a pen, a pencil, and reflect on some questions. Just mainly what strikes you in this story and where do you see the Holy Spirit's movement and voice at work in those days, in these days that we're reading about, that gives meaning and hope to us today? Those are just a couple prompts for you to be thinking about as you hear. So I'm going to read it. We'll have 3 minutes for alone for some silent reflection, and then we'll share with one another. So let's hear this story again. In those days, a decree went out from Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration and was taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child. She gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn. In that region, there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger. When they saw this, they made known what had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them. Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, as it had been told them. Holy wisdom, holy word. Let's take a few minutes now and reflect. All right, and now we will, hopefully you have just gotten an invitation to join a room. So we're gonna do that now. Just make sure we'll have 10 minutes in our rooms together. Just make sure everyone gets to share, offer about 2 minutes per person. There's a little cushion there as well for some conversation. So let's go now to our rooms. If you feel you are able, you also don't have to, but let us go to our rooms now and join in conversation.
In the bleak midwinter, frosty wind made moan. Earth stood hard as iron, water like a stone. Snow had fallen,
God of hope and joy, the gifts we offer to you pale when our minds try to grasp all we have been given in this season. Wholeness in our woundedness, hope in our despair, peace in our turmoil, forgiveness in our rebellion. Our eyes have seen your salvation, and you give us light in our darkness. Help us embrace your extravagant generosity as we give ourselves to others, as we leave a painful year behind and look with hope to a new year ahead. Help us to live and give of ourselves as those who know every day what a great gift we have been given. I invite you, my siblings in Christ, to give now as an act of faith. Give as you are willing and able. To give it electronically, you can text any amount to 84321 or visit tabunited.org.
Bless the Lord.
Bless the Lord, oh my soul.
Bless the Lord, oh my soul.
God of great wonders, we join with you in the joy of this season of giving. You gave us a Savior who is Christ the Lord. You give us life and breath, and you fill the world with beauty, our hands with bounty, and our hearts with desires to give. Accept these gifts and ourselves in service always in every season. Amen and Ashe.
Amen. We're going to light our final candle, our Christ candle today as the first Sunday after Christmas. If you have a wreath at home, you can participate, or you can just watch the candle light here as we remember Christ coming to us this season. Please join me and Lucinda. Lucinda will read the people part. Please join Lucinda in saying these words. O Holy One, we light the Christ candle.
We remember the hope, peace, love, and joy we have collected during this time of waiting. This candle offers reminder of possibility after a year of pain and loss. Let its glow remind us of the mystery of God with us, God within us, God all around us. Let it guide us to your presence in our midst, leading us to your justice and joy in the service of love. O God, may the light of Christ burn here in our homes and burn strong in us. Amen.
As these candles burn and we are reminded of God's presence here in our home, we come to God in prayer. So we open up this time and space for anyone who wants to share a joy or a concern or a testimony. All of us are welcome to use the chat feature now and to bring our joys or struggles or other prayer concerns before God and our community. Whatever is on your heart this morning to pray for, it can be for yourself or for your community or the world. It can also be a joy, something you'd like to share to celebrate and remember today. Please feel free to share with us, and we will lift up all these prayers together in this time. And Lucinda will read them as they come through, so just feel free to share in your own words. And we will read those prayers out loud. Let us share the prayers of our hearts.
From Deb Burnham. Thanks that Barbara Tilly, a longtime friend of Tab, is out of the ICU, out of the hospital, and into a rehab center. God, in your mercy, hear our prayers. I have one also. My sister's stepdaughter, grandmother was tested positive for COVID. And so my sister is in quarantine and waiting test results. So I just pray for my sister and my brother-in-law and their kids and their whole family
and the grandmother who tested positive for COVID. Thankfully, she doesn't have any symptoms. So God, in your mercy, hear our prayers. From Chris Purdom, for all those who are already dehoused or are facing eviction, and for all those engaged in eviction defense, God, in your mercy, hear our prayers. From Laura, remembering our dad, Leroy, today on his first heavenly birthday. God, in your mercy, hear our prayers. From Megan, for Raquel and all those that are still looking for gainful employment in the face of job cuts resulting from the pandemic's impact. God, in your mercy, hear our prayers. From Vic, thanks that we could meet Leroy in Zoom church. Amen. God, in your mercy, hear our prayers. I also want to lift up prayers for the Thompson family as they make their transition out of sanctuary. There's a lot of next steps ahead, so I just pray for them and for continued joy and perseverance, because it's not going to be easy now either. God, in your mercy. From Megan, for my friend Vina and her family as they mourn the death and celebrate the life of her mother, passed away on Monday. God, in your mercy, hear our prayers. From Anna Del Corazon, as we prepare for the new year, God, please help us to hold on to the light of Jesus the Christ and to look to share our light with others as we look forward and envision what seems impossible. God, in your mercy, hear our prayers. From Verona Stern, Lord, just as you brought a beautiful hawk to perch on a tree in my backyard, help me to remember beauty in the midst of the turmoil still in our world. God, in your mercy, hear our prayers. From Geneva, for baby Josh, still in the hospital after his birth 3 months ago now. God, in your mercy, hear our prayers.
Thank you for all who shared in this way, that we can be praying with you and lifting up your prayers and share in those burdens and also in the celebrations that were lifted up. I also want to just say another prayer for the Thompsons and also just thanksgiving for all of the press coverage they've gotten and interviews they've received. and how their story is really spreading far and wide. I want to give thanks for that and also pray that the light that they are shining and sharing would be would shine light on the stories of so many immigrants in our country who are really under the boot of our empire, and just for continued liberation and freedom for God's people in that situation. So I just want to give a celebration and also pray for continued freedom for more people. God, in your mercy, hear our prayer. And as we think and lift up all, think about these prayers and lift them up, as well as the ones that are silent and on our hearts, we sing together. So let us sing and lift up all that we've shared and all that remains on our hearts. Hear your children praying all over the world, our cries for justice, for freedom, for salvation. Hear our prayers, God. God, hear our prayers for healing, for wholeness, for beauty. God, we ask that you would hear us as we know you do hear us. But even so, we ask that you would hear us and help us in this moment and in these days ahead. Thank you for the light of Christ that shines. Thank you for the light of Christ in our hearts. And thank you for the light of Christ that lights a path for us to walk. Help us, God, stay true to that path, to follow in your way and in your will through the end of this year and into the next. God, we thank you for the prayer that you've taught us, and we join together now as we say the Lord's Prayer. Whatever version you know is fine. If you need a version to follow, you can use the one in front of you on your screen. Let us pray together. Our parent who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.
Tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born. While shepherds kept their watching, or silent flocks by night, behold, throughout the heavens there shone a holy light. Oh,
We give thanks this morning that the news about Jesus's birth did not come to people living in palaces. It did not come to the elite. But that news of salvation, of liberation, it came to shepherds in the field. It came to peasants on the run. This is astounding. This is the kind of God we serve, a God who comes to us from the margins, a God who comes to us in vulnerability, proclaiming freedom, liberation. Let us take that good news with us, hold it, ponder it in our hearts as Mary did. Hold on to it and let that news take us into this new year. God's peace be with you and all of you. Amen.